Emily Dickinson and Charles Alexander concert. I guess I am. We keep referring to the t-shirts we made tonight as our concert t-shirts, so check out our concert t-shirts at the Merck table here. I'm Lisa Bowden. I'm the publisher of Corey Press, and I want to welcome everybody here to the amazing, fabulous Poetry Center. The Poetry Center is our library partner in this extravaganza, and we have a high school partner in Tucson High Magnet School. If you want any additional information about the fabulous Poetry Center, you can see Jesse or Gail, perhaps over here at the table. And yay for us. This is a really thrilling event, the first of maybe 25 and counting, that momentum just keeps building. So put your seatbelts on. I want to acknowledge Dean Mary Wildner Bassett, who helped us launch our event about 20 minutes ago with a ribbon-cutting ceremony. And we appreciate our partnership with the College of Humanities. I also want to recognize Sean Gosler, who is a member of Gabby Gifford's staff, who's here with us this evening representing Gabby's office. Thank you very much for coming, Sean. So this is the Big Read. This is our kickoff event for the Big Read. It's the first time the Big Read has been held in Tucson. It's a reading initiative funded by the NEA, and they did a study in 2004 across the nation and found that reading for pleasure, reading literature, literary reading, poetry reading was in sharp decline, especially among teens and at-risk readers. I guess that's the same thing, but also... So part of what they're doing, what we're doing here together, is inspiring people to read and have a lot of fun doing it. So that's not just newspapers and the internet. Since 2007, they've issued 950 grants. Their first year, they did a pilot in 10 cities across the nation. This is the first time it's been in Tucson, as I've said. So we're just thrilled to be kind of the cheerleaders here. So thank you very much for coming. So this program runs starting today through December 10th. December 10th is Emily Dickinson's birthday. We'll be concluding with a public birthday party downtown on that second Saturday, maybe in the Fox Theater. We don't know exactly where we'll be downtown, but we'll be downtown. We have lots of free things to give you, especially if you're an educator. We're partnering with probably five or six high schools that we know of so far, including Marana and Sells Middle School and Sells Community College. Sherwin Bitsui will be a poet in residence going out there and working with those kids. Tucson High, City High, Catalina Foothills High School, University High, and the list is sort of growing. So for you educators out there, please visit our table in the back. We have reader's guides free for you. We have audio CDs here for you that are for free. Those are for anybody. Please help yourself and spread the word. We also have teacher's guides as well. The Big Read aims to address the crisis that I mentioned earlier about the reading for pleasure in great decline, and it addresses it squarely and effectively. It provides citizens with the opportunity to read and discuss a single book, or in this case, a body of a particular poet's work within their communities. The initiative was developed to answer that big need. The Big Read is a program of the National Endowment for the Arts, in partnership with Arts Midwest. Corey Press is one of 76 organizations nationwide this year to host a Big Read. The national project, which, as I said, seeks to revitalize the role of literature and instill a lifelong love of reading in American culture, began in 2006. This evening's event is sponsored in part by Poets and Writers Magazine. And we just are deeply grateful for our partnership with the UA Poetry Center. And thank you very much, Sibel, for putting up with my hundreds of emails the last few weeks, or months, actually. So we've developed, as I said, about 25 events over the next 10 weeks using the poetry and letters of the amazing, visionary 19th century poet Emily Dickinson. And we do this to galvanize our community in positive ways, with reading, with book discussions, with curriculum in high school, with writing, with writing workshops in Cells and Marana, with slamming Emily workshops at four public libraries, with a 21st century translation workshop at Casa Libre, where over the course of 4 hours, people will be translating Dickinson into text language and all kinds of fun things, and punctuation, the language of punctuation, with high school readings, with theatrical performances of youths writing. Texting Emily is a project of the Big Read Tucson. Exhibition baking, because Dickinson was a baker and loved that. We have free books. We have community performances. Dances are being made. Music is being composed. There will be soon poems on SunTran buses, and we're also recording the voices of any of as many Tucsonans who want to come and read Dickinson out loud, your poem of choice or a letter or a fragment. That sort of reading project is happening out loud at Hotel Congress stage. Stay tuned. Please visit our website. What else can I say? I think that's enough. Thank you. I invite each of you to become a big reader the next 3 months. Read out loud to each other. Read out loud to yourself. Read in the shower if you want to. Come to events. Record. Let us record your voices. Please sign up for our mailing list. So I'm thrilled to introduce Charles Alexander, who's a teacher and mentor of mine. And he's an independent scholar and just amazing poet and force in the community, who's also a great lover of Dickinson. Charles Alexander is the founder and director of Chax Press in Tucson, where he has lived all but three of the past 27 years. His books include Hopeful Buildings, Arc of Light, Dark Matter, Near or Random Acts, and Certain Slants, which includes 30 sections of an ongoing work called Pushing Water. He is a recipient of the Distinguished Arizona Arts Award and is a former director of Minnesota Center for the Book Arts, of Black Mesa Press, and of the Tucson Poetry Festival. In the summer of 2007, he was a participant in the TAMAS Poetry Translation Seminar in Paris, France. He is currently at work on a book about the pleasures of poetry, which is largely why we are here tonight. Alexander has taught courses on Emily Dickinson for the U of A Poetry Center, the Learning Curve, and for the University of Wisconsin Extension, and I'm sure the list goes on. Please help me welcome Charles Alexander.